Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the show. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, sir. I heard you talk.
Need to turn your radio down, too.
Yes, sir. I heard you talking about the Janet Jackson incident. There were a lot of men and women, I think, in the same place today. We paid a lot of us. I don't know if you heard about this lingerie bowl.
Yeah, the lingerie bowl where the girls are playing football at halftime.
Right. That was hyped as a big event, and it was 1995, and I had invited a number of my workers over. I don't usually socialize with the men on my crews, but because...
You're a construction contractor?
That is correct, yes.
And these are the guys that work for you, huh? The guys that came over?
Well, they came over with their wives and girlfriends. I'd say probably about 10 of them. But I usually don't socialize with them. I'm not included in a lot of their social events because I don't drink and I don't smoke. And I guess a lot of them think of me as perhaps very straight-laced. And plus, I'm their boss. So, but I invited them over, and I bought the pay-per-view, the lingerie bowl, and we watched. Watched that thing only to find out that Janet Jackson had revealed her breast, and what makes it notably an event is that she had exposed her nipple, as you were making a point on that. So in my case, perhaps the crime is a little more painful because I had these men and their wives and girlfriends over to socialize, to make personal contact, because my wife has often told me, you don't have any friends because I don't drink and I don't smoke, and when you don't drink or smoke, it's very difficult to make friends, I guess.
So you invited these guys over to bond with them.
That is correct, yeah.
And they watched the lingerie bowl. Instead, while you guys are watching the lingerie bowl, all this stuff has happened with Janet Jackson's breast?
Yes, sir.
Did the men complain to you that they didn't get to see the Janet Jackson breast-bearing?
Well, there was more than one of them this morning who, they thanked me, and I made the comment, hey, that lingerie bowl was great. And well, they were polite, but you could see, almost you could see the hatred in their eyes that they... that we hadn't been watching Janet Jackson.
Hatred?
It feels like hatred that the biggest event of the Super Bowl was Janet Jackson showing nipple and they weren't watching it. And I overheard a lot of them talking in the coffee room. So.
Well, I don't think it's unusual to have missed it for the lingerie. I think I missed it for the lingerie bowl.
Well, it's true, sir, but in my case, because I was trying to make friends, because I wanted to try to make contact... And any burgeoning friendship I might have had at work is gone now because of that. As I mentioned, I don't smoke or drink. Most people don't like being around people like that. And now that I have done what I've done, I couldn't get a conversation started with any of the guys.
All right, so because you bought the lingerie bowl, and did the guys come over to see it?
Well, they came over to see the Super Bowl, and I said I'm going to buy this lingerie bowl because the girls have, their underwear on and all this, and they'll be playing football in their underwear. So these guys came over because they wanted to see girls play football in their underwear, but then they
found out about the Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Bozell, I want to take a look at the complaint here. You're suing CBS?
We are anticipating a lawsuit against CBS.
And you also have said you want to sue on behalf of the producers of the Lingerie Bowl once they give you the go-ahead?
Once we get the green light, yes, sir, we will sue. We will include them in our lawsuit.
What does your lawsuit say?
Well, that's basically that CBS knowingly knew that the performer Janet Jackson would expose one of her breasts, thus rendering viewing of the lingerie bowl being aired on a separate channel irrelevant and boring. This was done to undercut the lingerie bowl and make individuals not viewing the Janet Jackson nipple shot uninformed and in some cases unpopular.
All right, now in the lawsuit, it's asking damages based upon mental cruelty and defamation of character.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, Stephen Bozell is with us. He is a construction contractor, just one of millions of people who were watching the Super Bowl yesterday. He also purchased the lingerie bowl, and in so doing, missed Janet Jackson bearing her breast. The men that he had invited over the next day were disappointed. They didn't see it. He says he's been trying to make friends with these guys, and now he doesn't have any hope of making friends with them, especially since you say you're not a smoker or a drinker, so it's hard.
It is hard, but I thought I could make it on the basis of football and the lingerie bowl or what have you, and now they didn't see the nipple shot or what have you.
All right, let me give our number out. It's 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell suing CBS or planning on suing CBS for knowingly putting Janet Jackson's breast up there on the stage, thus undercutting your ability to entertain your guests.
My guests with the lingerie bowl, yeah.
All right, now the damages are based on mental cruelty and defamation of character.
That is correct.
Please explain that.
Well, that aspect of the lawsuit, Mr. Henry, has to do with the fact that I was attempting to make friends by inviting them over to see the lingerie bowl, and instead those men now think because I didn't have the Janet Jackson nipple shot that I'm not as cool.
And have you engaged these guys in conversation other than the game, conversations about something other than the game? Because these are guys you want to make friends with.
Well, my wife told me to go up to them and make conversation, and so I went over to where a lot of the guys eat their lunch, and I said, I hope you guys will still want to be my friends, you know, and I know you're disappointed that I didn't have the Janet Jackson's breasts, you know, and all that, but I hope you'll still be my friends, even though I didn't have that.
Well, let me ask you what you talked to these guys about.
Well, it's just different things. I mean, I read in a magazine my wife had, it said to make friends, you should just share what's going on in your own life. So I talked to the guys about anything, you know, like my daughter just started having her period, that's driving my wife crazy, and I'll talk about that, or Bible verses that I like, or, you know, what are your favorite, you know, Bible verses, or a visit I had to my mother. And guys love to talk about sex. I told them I had, when I was a younger man, I told them about a sex fantasy I had about my mother. It's just conversation starters and things like that. And I wanted to be their friend so bad. But now CBS told people they were going to show Janet Jackson's nipple, and I wouldn't have bought the lingerie bowl.
If CBS had properly advertised the Janet Jackson breast bearing, if you will, would you be suing today?
No, sir, I would not, because I would not have purchased the lingerie bowl. I would have kept it tuned in to CBS, and then those guys would have seen it, and they would have been cool about it and said that, hey, it was great being over at Steve's house. But now they don't want to be my friends because of that. So there's a lot of stuff mixed in about it.
All right, so CBS, all right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. CBS is the cause of you not being able to further your relationship with these guys at work because they didn't advertise Janet Jackson's bare breast. Instead, you went ahead and bought the lingerie bowl. How was that game? I watched a little bit of it. It didn't seem like much to me.
I thought it was pretty good. It had, you know, the girls looked pretty hot and everything, but the guys were all, you know, some of the guys were shooting some pool and everything, and I brought in hot dogs and soft drinks, and they looked like they were okay with it, but then they found out about Janet Jackson's, you know, showing it, and the next day I tried to change the subject, you know, say, well, do you guys like to, I asked the guys if they like to go miniature golfing or anything like that. See, everything that I try to do a conversation starter with doesn't work now because they know I'm not good enough to be their friend because I didn't have that on.
This is an unusual lawsuit in that you're blaming the CBS broadcast network for inhibiting your ability to make friends at your place of work.
Yes, sir. I had overheard one of the guys say last time, that's the last time I go over to Bozell's place because we missed everything. We might as well have been watching According to Jim or something like that, which is a TV show on TV.
Right. All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor, blaming CBS for his inability to start a friendship with the guys at work because he didn't have the Janet Jackson breast shot. He had the lingerie bowl on. Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm driving in my car and I'm listening to you describe your case to Phil about how you're suing CBS, and I think it's ridiculous. CBS is not responsible for your social inadequacies to make friends. They're not responsible for you purchasing the lingerie bowl, and they're not responsible for Janet Jackson's breast being shown or not being shown.
Oh yes, they were. It was on their network, ma'am. Okay, that's number one. Number two, they knew full well what she was going to do, and they should have advertised it as such, which would have given me a chance to impress my friends. But they did not, and so that's what I realize it's an unusual lawsuit, but nonetheless,
ridiculous is what it is, and I don't think you're going to win. I think this is absolutely the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Let me ask you a question, and this is the only way I know how to put it, so please forgive me if I'm not saying. If you tell your husband, okay, we're going to have, you know, sex tonight, and then you don't come through, who's at fault?
What does that have to do with it?
Because if they would have said what they were going to do, okay, but they didn't. And I'll never be able to, and I wanted to be friends with these guys so bad.
Aren't you their boss?
Why don't you go fishing with them? Why don't you go kind of see Janet Jackson's boob? Like, how is that?
Well, no, that was the super. That was the part of the Super Bowl fun.
Buy a porn with them if you want to watch porn with these guys.
Yeah, but anybody can do that, and I don't really watch porn. I got the lingerie bowl because I knew they wouldn't show nothing. But then the Janet Jackson, that didn't show nothing either, but they wanted to see it anyway. Now they think that I'm, you know, not a very good friend.
Because you bought the lingerie bowl so they could watch girls run around in lingerie and play with a football, right?
Yes, ma'am, but instead...
And they're mad because they didn't get to watch the real Super Bowl and see one boob, right?
That is correct, ma'am, because everybody's been talking...
How old are you?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
How old are you?
I'm 39 years old, but everybody's been talking about it.
How old are your friends?
These are all guys ranging in age from early 20s up to early 30s.
I'm an 18-year-old girl, and I think that this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of.
Oh, like, okay.
And if your friends don't want to be friends with you over one boob, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and it's not about the boob, it's about you.
No, ma'am, you don't understand how important looking and getting to see Janet Jackson's nipple is to a lot of men.
It'll be available in 6 months on some uncensored DVD. You know that, right?
Well, no, but not when it happens, because everybody's talking.
It'll be a late night infomercial, and you can buy it for $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Well,
all right, hey, Sarah, good point. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8666. What's wrong with her call? What's wrong with...
Well, she just made a series of comments that were stupid. First of all, women do not understand that the Super Bowl is for men. And it's not for women, it's for men. And when you watch the Super Bowl and they show you Janet, and they give you the opportunity to see one of Janet Jackson's, things, and you miss it because they didn't pre-promote it, that is false advertising, that is illegal, and in my opinion, actionable.
All right, we're talking with Stephen Bozell at 1-800-449-8686 with the added twist that because he didn't have Janet Jackson's breast-bearing performance on, his friends don't, the guys that he had over to his house don't want to be his friend, and he's trying to be friends with them. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Stephen Bozell, a man who was watching the Super Bowl in Corona, California, suing CBS because they did not pre-promote the fact they would have Janet Jackson bearing her breast. Therefore, he ordered the lingerie bowl at halftime, and in so doing, disappointed his guests, mostly men that he's trying to be friendly with, who were... Now, you've named your next-door neighbor?
That is correct.
Mr. Roy Hutchins?
Yes, sir.
And you, why is he named in the lawsuit?
Because it was Mr. Hutchins who came over after Ms. Jackson had exposed her breast and asked us if we saw it, at which point I responded that I said no, and the other man said no, and Roy said, come on over. I TiVo'd it. He said he's got this TiVo, and half the guys left to go over to Roy's, and that was at the point where I had already prepared 4 meat platters, and I'd also had Hanson soft drinks. I had Hanson soft drinks, and I also had a case of, Diet Cokes and what have you. And I was all ready to bring it out, and now half the guys leave, to go over to Hutchins and watch TiVo of Janet Jackson's, breast. So I want to be friends with them, but they won't be friends with me, and they're going to go over to Roy Hutchins' house.
So, and you've named Mr. Hutchins Alienation of Affections, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The lawsuit against CBS for basically messing up your personal life, Mr. Bozell. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the fact is, if he wanted to talk to me about his favorite religious verses, I wouldn't want to be friends with him either. But the fact is, CBS had every right not to promote the fact that they were doing that. Because anybody that watches football knows it could have been aired on a better network. Fox gets better commentators. They have better camera angles. They had to do something so that in the years in the future, people will remember, TVS.
I don't read the TV guide like you do, okay? All I know is what I had ordered.
I don't read the TV guide either.
Well, I don't know what you're talking
about. I watch football.
Me too. I don't know what you mean about Fox or what have you, but...
You can't tell me you don't notice the difference in the commentators. The commentators start off with questions like, what do you think it's going to take to win?
I'm watching the game.
The team that scores the most.
I'm watching the game, okay? And CBS should have promoted Janet Jackson's breast.
They had every right not to.
Why?
It's a marketing implication.
What are you talking about?
They have no responsibility for your ability to generate friends. If people don't want to be friends with you because you didn't have Janet Jackson's nipple on your
okay,
TV,
well, you know what?
They don't want to be friends
I
with
have
you.
Asked
they
them
wanted
to come
Janet
over.
Jackson's nipple.
I wanted to. I asked them to come over to read Bible verses. You're making fun of that, but you're not a Christian, okay?
I'm not. I have no problem with you being Christian, but I don't want you telling me about Bible verses.
You said, Mr. Bozell, that you wanted guys like to talk about sex. You told them about a sex fantasy you had about your mother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, seriously, if you told that to me, I wouldn't want to talk to you either. Really, Janet Jackson's nipple isn't even a good enough reason to get me to come to your house.
Well, I've tried very hard to make up for the guys not seeing the breast. I invited them over for Friday for coffee. Let's have a coffee on Friday night.
That should be telling you something. They don't really want to be friends with you. I wouldn't want to be friends with you, and I don't blame them.
Why? I asked them if they want to go to church with me. I go hang out at Barnes & Noble. They don't want to do any of these things. And the reason is...
And you work in construction, right?
These guys are your employees, right, Mr. Bozell?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Well, a lot of times...
You're in construction?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, I worked in construction for years, and
well,
I know a lot of guys who did a lot of dope and drank a lot of liquor and never would have ever wanted to hear about Bible verses.
Well,
that's the construction industry.
I've been in the construction game for close to 20 years now. My father started out, so I think I know a little bit about it. And
at some point you have to accept what this man is saying as self-evident. These men don't want to hang out if you know.
Why?
Reading Bible verses is not the greatest thing in the world, man. For guys that want to see Janet Jackson's nipple, it's mutually exclusive, okay? Here is Greg. Go ahead, Greg. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, out of respect for this guy, look, I don't know you or anything, and I understand maybe it's difficult if you don't drink or smoke. However, do you realize that you're the cause of a big problem in this country for people who sue for the stupidest reasons, why insurance rates are high, why people are sue happy?
I agree with you that there are a lot of stupid lawsuits. I'm not. You're categorizing my. You're lumping me in with all of them.
Because you belong with all those people.
I don't see how you figure that.
Because, listen, think about it. You're suing CBS because people that work for you don't like you because they miss seeing Janet Jackson's nipple. Isn't that comical? I mean,
well,
come on.
The way you put it, sir, it sounds comical, but if you could take a look at our lawsuit, we've got about 26 pages here. Number one, the Janet Jackson, this is the biggest event of the last, I don't know how many years, in the Super Bowl.
Like 6 years.
Okay.
Yep.
You're trying to tell me that that CBS didn't know it was going to happen. Yeah, okay, sure.
No, actually,
pull the other one.
I agree with you. I think CBS knew about it. I think it was a planned event.
If they had known about it, they could have promoted it, and it would have saved me not only the $20 for the lingerie bowl, but I could have shown these guys that I'm cool, you know, and they'd want to come over to my house and everything.
But here's the thing. If you promote it, you lose shock value. It doesn't work.
Well,
you can't promote
it. It doesn't matter about shock value when you're talking about a nice, you know, 2-pound breast coming out.
Okay, well, listen, remember the music awards where Madonna kissed Britney? If they announced that, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Wouldn't have been a shock thing. All right, Greg, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This man is suing CBS because they didn't pre-promote showing Janet Jackson's breast. His friends wanted to see it. Now they don't want to come to his house. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, I understand you're at Ontario Airport.
Yes, sir, I am.
What are you doing there?
Well, I've just wanted to get away for a while.
Are you leaving town?
Yes, sir. I've got a cabin outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, in a place called Bristol, and I just like to go there to think.
Has this lawsuit and have the events of the Super Bowl caused you mental anguish, as you're claiming?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And that's one of the things that I want to add into the suit. I want CBS to pay for this trip to Tennessee because I'm just trying to get away, trying to clear my head.
Now, I got to ask you something here because we contacted one of the men who was at your Super Bowl party. Did you have your daughter come down wearing some underwear or something?
No, what I did, okay, that's the misunderstanding. What I said to them was, okay, coming up, as you guys know, we'll have the Super Bowl lingerie bowl, you know, that I had bought. And I looked on my watch and I knew what time was coming up. And my daughter April came down wearing underwear and a bra. And I said, here's, you know, what you'll have to look forward to. And then she turned around, she went right back up the stairs. There was no sex at all. And that's the misunderstanding a lot of people are trying to put on it.
Well, you know, I don't know the misunderstanding. How old is your daughter?
She's just turned 13.
You got a 13-year-old girl in underwear coming down?
No, I was saying, what I was trying to say is, you know, God damn it, why doesn't anybody understand me?
No, I'm just saying to you, having your daughter in her underwear.
What about it?
Sir, isn't that sexually explicit?
No, sir, there is no sex whatsoever involved in it. And I resent the implication, and I told that to my attorney. And so I don't know what you want me to say, but I had just gotten done passing out. I had some Dr. Peppers. We got the meat platters. My daughter came down in her underwear. I said, here's what you have to look forward to, and she turned up.
Well, the implication is that this is what you have to look forward to, a 13-year-old girl in her underwear?
No, the lingerie bowl. My daughter had on a training bra and special Sunday underwear. There was nothing sexual at all in it. And I resent the implication, sir.
All right, let me go over to Anna. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Anna, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that you can't sue for alienation of affection if you don't have their affection. Apparently, you do not have it to start with. And another thing is I can't imagine that your daughter appreciates you going on the radio telling everyone that she just started having her period. When I was her age, if my mother or my father had done that, I would have run away from home.
Ma'am, if I could at this moment request that you stop chewing on the cashews or the walnuts that you have in your mouth, and do you...
You're trying to put me on...
Wait a minute. Let me talk to the caller. Not you, Mr. Bozell. Anna, are you working your phone a little too close, dear?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can understand you.
It sounds to me as if she's been eating some kind of peanut butter or nut-based, some kind of a nut-based spread.
You're trying to put me on the defensive, sir.
No, ma'am. I'm just simply saying, I was talking to my friends, trying to break the ice with a bunch of guys over beers. I said, hey, my daughter's got her period, and, you know,
That's a real icebreaker. No wonder they don't want to talk to me.
She's saying, you don't talk about guys. My daughter just started, and having her come down.
Well, ma'am, maybe you didn't get your period, and that's why you're all upset about it.
You know what? I've had it. I've gone through menopause. I'm way past it.
Well,
I would not appreciate it, and I can't imagine any
okay,
young girl
what's wrong with
it.
Me talking about Bible verses? What's wrong with me talking about having a sex fantasy about my mother? A lot of guys talk about sex.
Well, I can't imagine anyone, they probably looked at you rather strangely when you told them you had a sex fantasy about your mother.
But all guys like to talk about sex.
But I don't think they usually get their mother involved in it.
Well, okay, but you're a girl, so how would you know? Oh.
I don't know, but I can't. Also, I heard...
I bet you before you went into menopause, your son had one about you. That's just the way that it goes.
All right, can we get off this topic, please?
Well,
I'm talking about...
If he did, he never, I'm sure, didn't go around telling everyone about it.
It's just what guys talk about when they're getting together. Like bowling, you know, hey, you know what? I was thinking about having sex with my mom last night. What do you guys think would be, you know, just things that they say?
What?
Well,
dude, I got to tell you.
That's where that term comes from, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. Jesus.
All right, Anna, hey, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, here's the thing about a lot of women. They don't understand that at that age, young men are writing their mothers phone numbers on bathroom walls all over town. It just is. It's the way it is.
Well, Mr. Bozell, your experience might have been different from me. I never did, and I never had any sexual fantasy about my mother, but that's just me. What I most want to talk about here is the need to sue, because the lady made a great point. Alienation of affections. How can you alienate affections that aren't there already?
They came over to my house. I said, let's go over to the Super Bowl. You can see it at my house. I'm going to have meat platters and everything, and I'll have the lingerie bowl. They came over. They wanted to see it. They could have watched it anywhere. Right there, they're affectionate toward me. They're thinking, you know, maybe I want to be close to him. Then, when I put the lingerie bowl on and everything's going according to clockwork, April had come down in her panties and everything. Now, all of a sudden, Janet Jackson whips out her nipple, and the whole thing goes to hell.
All right, let me go over to Ed. Ed, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I only want to point out just a couple of things. I'm not here to take pot shots at Steve, but Steve, you know, two points I want to make. One, you know, if these guys don't want to be your friends, then they don't deserve to be your friends. It's from a social inadequacy standpoint, human relations. If they don't want to be your friends, you
That's
have
true.
A choice to say, no, I don't want you to be my friends. I'm Christian like you, Steve, okay? If
yes,
they
sir.
Don't want to be my friends,
yes,
then it's not the end of the world. You can find other people, okay?
Are you located out in the Corona, California area?
No, I'm out here in the San Bernardino area, and I want to, I want to prove one,
are you,
one more point.
What church do you attend?
This isn't about church, okay? This isn't a Christian issue we're talking about here today, okay? So I don't want to get into a religious argument.
No,
right,
I thought maybe our families could get together. You and I can't
okay,
get together
well,
and have a cup
well,
of coffee.
The thing is, the other point I want to make is, I think you're just wasting all of our time as far as suing CBS for something, you know, they had absolutely no control over. I mean,
oh,
I read
oh,
it.
Oh, come
but,
on.
You know, do you know that the FCC chairman, chief, you know, is now running a little investigation on CBS and the producers of this halftime show for what had happened? Did you know that? That's
well, I know
on?
That, but I think CBS knew ahead of time, and if they had pre-promoted it, two things would have happened. Number one, if there had been any children in the room, you could certainly get them out. Number two, people that came over to see the game would not say they had a bad time at your house,
well,
and then they'd want
to
come over and be friends again.
Quickly, my second point, and that is, you know, that just proves, you know, with you suing CBS, you know,
it just
proves that we're just more and more of a litigious society, and you're just supporting that, and we're just wasting too many people's time. If
no,
I was
sir.
A judge in this, I would just throw this out and say, taxpayer time, you're wasting my time, you're wasting the people's time. You know
okay, what about Roy Hutchins coming over and saying, I've got it on TiVo and half the guys left? Now, that's
right.
Actionable.
You know
that's actionable.
I have the capability at home to I recorded both that lingerie bowl and I recorded the Super Bowl.
Do you ever watch Jan Crouch or any of them?
Say again?
Do you watch the Jan Crouch show or any of them?
Well, I don't know who that is.
That's on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Well,
I've so much enjoyed it.
This isn't a Christian argument anymore.
We're talking from what we're doing right now. Yeah. Well, look, if you and your family are invited to come to my home and we could have skip stones or whatever, I do very many clean things.
Let me say this.
A lot of the cats that came to your house, they don't want to do clean things. It sounds like they're a bunch of construction workers. I used to work construction like that other guy. They were beer drinkers. They were pot smokers. A lot of these guys, you know, the first place we went to when the shift was over was down to the Club One in Orlando for the first show at 8 o'clock. I mean, come on.
Mr. Henry, if Jesus, God bless him, came to my home to watch the Super Bowl, he would have enjoyed the lingerie bowl, I think, more than Janet Jackson's nipple, I can bet. Jesus is that kind of, obviously, a clean living guy.
Okay, so?
Then why don't those guys want to?
Obviously, they're not Jesus. Thanks very much, Ed. Here is Marty. Hi, Marty. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Marty.
Good. I have two points that I think might help this gentleman. Number one, it seems like seems like you have a problem in general and understanding what it takes to get people to be friends. People are not interested in what you like. If you want to be friends with people, you have to meet them on their playing field.
Well, that's why I ordered the lingerie bowl.
Well, understand that, but you've also asked these same people, from what I've heard on the radio, to come over and read Bible verses, but people are not interested in what you like. They're interested in what they like.
What about Barnes & Noble? What about having coffee? What about... my daughter wearing her underwear. What about all of us?
Well, your daughter in your underwear, well, I'm not even going to go there. That's just, that has so many things wrong with it, I don't even want to know where to start. But the second, if these people are anything like the construction workers in my family, and I come from a blue-collar family of electricians, these people are not likely to be hanging out in a bookstore either. But see, what you're still trying to pick things that you're comfortable
with.
Ma'am,
I come from the construction background, and yes, I had arrests and I had warrants out for me. I had a number of DUIs. But I cleaned up. I don't smoke or drink. Okay. I've tried everything. What more does one man have to do to have someone like him?
I want these guys to be my friends. Here's the point, though. You're not that type of person anymore, so you may need to look outside of that environment to find a circle of friends, which brings me to my second point, and this is really more disturbing to me as a Christian, is if you've invited these people over to read Bible verses and you're saying if you had known there was going to be a breast shot, you would have made sure you had that, that's a mixed message.
I can look at a woman's nipple and it does, I might as well be looking at the sun or, you know, grass. It has no effect on me.
Right.
So that they'll enjoy it.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're sending a mixed message to these people. These people know you as the guy who invited them over to read the Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, to me, that makes me
a
little uncomfortable.
Point. That's a good point.
You know, that'd be like inviting them to go out to the strip club or something.
No,
you know,
now they can see that I'm a guy that they could be friends with, because even though I'm a Christian, they can see nipples at my house, and it won't be
Christians
all
are cool.
messed
Christians
up and everything.
Christians can be cool, too.
I'm never going to have any friends.
Honestly,
oh,
I think if I could, and I really would like to help you, because you sound really distraught about this.
I'm never going to have any friends because of that black girl's nipple.
Come on, man. You can't
I don't think that has even tipped the tip of the iceberg.
There's no sex involved. My wife has parked it right on my face. I've never gotten aroused.
Can you please remember that you're talking to a lady?
I beg your pardon.
What are we talking about here?
I was a sailor. I was a Navy. I can handle it. But my point is I really would like to get offered
got
advice
aroused.
To you.
I'm
also a nurse, and I got to tell you, you've got some biological issues, which I think are causing you to have some real. I'm not going to play psychiatrist here or anything, but you've got some. You're still misunderstanding the point.
Are you in the Los Angeles area, ma'am?
Not anymore.
Okay, because I thought we could have coffee or something.
No,
this is a female. You're a married guy.
Let me finish.
Go to three part golf.
Let the lady finish, please.
See, this might be another reason people don't want to hang out with you.
Why?
You gotta let me finish a sentence, and you need to go do two things. One, you need to go get How to Win Friends and Influence People next time you're at Barnes & Noble, and you need to read it by Dale Carnegie. And
Ed Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Change your life.
Not Deli Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie.
I was making a joke. Even when I try to make a joke, I'm going to understand.
Okay.
No, you can both go straight down to where Jesus would never be.
Well.
Oh, get a load of that. He hung up.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Sorry.
I really
thought I could tell this guy to go look at church, maybe.
Jesus.
Would be a good place for him to get some friends.
The cat's
a
psycho. Yeah,
he's got some deep-seated issues.
He's a psycho. Hold on for a minute.
This lawsuit's not even the beginning of it.
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Bozell, you hang up on me again, sir. I will not have you back on the air. Do you understand?
I want to apologize. I just wanted to ask the lady if she wouldn't mind going and having coffee with me, talking to me, and, you know, we could be together for a few hours.
If I was still out there, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I wanted to give you two pieces of advice, and I'm not saying this in a vicious manner. One, I really think you should read that book. I honestly do.
Wait. He hung up.
Oh, is he on a cell phone?
Yeah, he's on a cell. He's at an airport. Marty, thank you very much for your kind indulgence. We appreciate
it. I enjoyed it. I feel bad
for
him.
That's all right. Bye. Why don't you both go down to where Jesus would never be?